The Bishop of Episcopal Church of South Sudan and Sudan, or ECSSS, Bishop Paul Yugusuk, appreciates the findings of the investigation SPLA carried out on Kubi village mass rape. The bishop praises the efforts of SPLA and calls for more investigations and proofs to be done to help the relatives of the survivors understand the case.
Two has been identified by the survivors. The other one, I don't know why the reason have not been identified. They know it very well. I don't want to get into the investigation, but we want to appreciate the investigation process. Although we are uncomfortable, we want to see more investigation, more proofs to the case done. And the survivors are supposed to also attend the press or even their relatives. It's very important if they have some queries, some questions, they can ask. One of the things that also I have now been asked to present the survivors for settlement of the case outside the court. This is serious. I mean, yeah, I will present the survivors. They want to talk to their relative.
A 13-year-old rape survivor says she found her abuser, though she still feels hurt from that act, calling for her perpetrator to be executed.
They stitched me, and I was like, is this really me? It is paining me badly. No one had sex with me since I was born, and it really hurts me because it was even by force. Let the rapists be shot if they are there. We identified to the brown one who raped me and called other soldiers to rape the other girls. The brown rapists should find out the rest. Even if they say what, we can still identify their faces.
Another survivor says their chief received a number of telephone calls to inform them to go and identify their rapists. She expresses that the abuse will bring bad luck to her perpetrator according to her cultures.
Our chief received a call and he was informed to bring us to the military headquarters so that we can identify our rapists. So we went, but they identified two men who raped the young girls, but we did not find our rapists. They told us to go back until we find them. This kind of bad act is not good, especially for a mother like me who have children to be raped. It can even bring them curse.
A 17-year-old boy, one of the four youth detained at Kubi military barracks, explains how they were tortured and accused to be criminals shooting people along the roads.
They locked us in a little room built of zinc, and we stayed there for half an hour. They brought us out and said these are the people shooting cars along the roads and their problems will not finish here. They put us into a car and took us to the site of Nimule, and we were put, that place is called Kerepi, and we stayed for 9 days. When we arrived, we were beaten and locked in. We were given water twice with a small tea glass. We were given local bread once. The bread was mixed with sand and diesel. We brought them. We thought they gave us the local bread to kill us, but it is good, but it did not harm us. It pained and dried our chests, and we cried the whole night for water. They replied, no water. The borehole is far.
He added that after they were transferred to Juba military headquarters, they were mixed with uniformed men. He urges the government to advise the military personnel to treat their civilians with humanity.
They transferred us from Kerefi to Tiger Division headquarters. We stayed there for 8 days. We ate only 3 times, but there is water for drinking and bathing was with 2 bottles only. They didn't put us alone, but they mix us with soldiers in the prison, and they don't share with us while they serve food. They tell us that our leader who took us to the bush should bring to us food. This food is from our boss here. I want the government to talk to its people in a good way, because a citizen should not be tortured in that way. You mistreat citizens in this way, you leave all civilians to run away, and we leave this country empty. And if this country is left empty, if the soldiers stay alone, it is bad, because soldiers stay for civilians. And let people be asked in a good way. It is not good for people to be combined together, elders and children. This is what I don't understand well.
The SPLA spokesman, Brigadier General Lul Ruai Kong, says that they appreciate the efforts of Bishop Yugusuk for breaking the news. He says fighting crimes is a collective responsibility to make it easy for the government.
My colleague is done with investigation. The findings are going to be handed over to the Directorate of Military Justice and the law will take its course. That's the most important thing that we have come to tell the people of South Sudan. And we are really happy to Bishop who broke the news for the work he did that, you know, fighting crime is a collective responsibility. It is for all of us. You do it in good faith, you are also helping us to ensure that our work is done professionally and you make it easy for us.
The SPLA spokesman explains that this crime few uniformed men committed does not mean the whole SPLA did it. He adds that rape is a crime. The perpetrators will be accountable accordingly in the court of law.
You know it happens. And what we are trying to separate from this is that military is made up of individuals brought up in different settings. We get them, we train them to be soldiers. SPLA as an institution does not take responsibility for individual crimes committed by soldiers, especially when they know it's a crime. It is a crime to commit rape. They know it. You know it. They have done it. They will be held accountable. And therefore, SPLA should not be blamed, should not be abused because a few committed crimes.
The SPLA spokesman says the Kubi village case and the perpetrators will be submitted to the Directorate of the Military Justice. CRN will continue to follow up the case and see if the law will take its course. For Catholic Radio Network, I am Maura Ajak reporting in Juba.